I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. While Nigerian Christians and Muslims often live side by side in peace, the nation is plagued by two radical groups. One of these groups rounded out 2017 with a peak in violent attacks. And then we're also going to talk about rebuilding after war and ways that you can help bring healing to people returning home again. But we'll start today in northern Nigeria, where you have Boko Haram, a terrorist group whose blood guilt once rivaled that of ISIS. But Boko Haram may no longer be Nigeria's biggest problem. Greg Musselman at the Voice of the Martyrs Canada says the nomadic, militant Muslim Fulani herdsmen in mid-Nigeria are catching up in violence. Their motive is land, but they justify their actions with religion. In September through November of last year, they killed nearly 100 people in attacks against Christian villages, and hundreds of homes were destroyed. But even in periods of relative calm, believers are still in danger.
There's always this underlying aspect of, violence coming to the surface. And in some cases, it's just sparked because, somebody decides that they want to, in the case of the Fulanis, go in and take land. And they, rally everybody up.
So how do these Christians respond? Well, sometimes faith is lost, but at other times it's deepened.
Christians that have been through a lot of violence and have understood that the Bible teaches a lot about persecution and suffering for the sake of the gospel, they are not caught off guard when these things happen. Now, of course, we're all humans, they're humans, and they react emotionally for sure.
The best way you can help is to pray that these Christians would remain strong in their faith. Next, diplomatic tensions between Lebanon and Saudi Arabia dragged out in a bizarre series of events over the last couple of months. It began when Lebanese Prime Minister Saad Hariri announced his resignation from Riyadh, a move seen as puppeted by Saudi Arabia. And since then, Hariri was able to return to Lebanon, and his resignation was reversed. But then, in a tit-for-tat move, both Lebanon and Saudi Arabia delayed accreditation for the other's diplomats. Finally, the Lebanese ambassador to Saudi Arabia was approved in Riyadh, and on Wednesday, Saudi Arabia's ambassador presented his credentials to Lebanon's president. Now, this seems to signal an end to the dispute between the two nations for now. Issam Nasser with Arab for All says,
right now, the situation is fine. The president of Lebanon, he was very wise how to deal with this problem.
Meanwhile, AFA is advancing Christ's peace in Lebanon. Nasser says their ministry to Syrian refugees is growing and needs prayer.
We start a new school this year, handle 50 kids in a small school from refugees background. And we are really going to teach them good principle about the Bible, but also they will learn how to read, how to write. So you can pray also for our school this year among the Syrian kids.
And Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, was recently in Syria co-producing the documentary Al Raqqa between yesterday and today. Now that ISIS has been pushed out of the area, many of the refugees are looking to return home. Sat7's Dennis Weens shares,
there's enormous work to be done because infrastructure has been destroyed. And you think of, plumbing, electricity, and public services have all been destroyed. And so that whole infrastructure of community has to be rebuilt, reestablished, re-equipped.
And along with the land scars come the emotional ones.
A lot of people are dealing with post-traumatic stress. They need counseling. They need help processing. The help they need is a lot of times the professionals are outside that don't have access to the country. And yet the people that need the help are in the country. And Sat7, as a trusted, branded, indigenous Middle East broadcaster, we can deliver because we have the satellite platforms, the web streaming, the apps infrastructure established where we can deliver content and trauma counseling, trauma healing programming to the people to help them during this time of transition as they move back into the areas.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or you can podcast us at iTunes or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.